About a dozen Kwarijik displaced residents knee deep in water walk along a village path to access their houses. 40-year-old Margaret Pony stands a few feet outside her flooded home looking exhausted. The mother of seven says the floods washed away most of her family's personal belongings and farm produce, leaving her family and many others in the area vulnerable. Pony is appealing to aid agencies and the government to provide the displaced with humanitarian assistance. She says she worries the situation could worsen in the next few days.
As you can see my home, this is the situation we are in. Please, we want you people to help us. All our utensils have been carried away, including bowls, saucepans and plates. Please help us. We need food and mosquito nets.
The residents of Kwarijik are mainly farmers. Flimsy touched huts have collapsed, the property inside destroyed by flood waters. Women, children, and the elderly have been relocated to higher ground and into a few incomplete nearby buildings that are still standing. Flood waters have swept away goats, chicken, and crops, the livelihood of many residents. Inside flooded houses that still stand, clothes, beds, children's school books, and other family property are floating in water mixed with mud. Some locals now use the flood waters for cooking, washing, and even drinking water. 40-year-old Kwarijik resident Celerina Juan is another mother of seven children. She tells South Sudan in Focus she has moved her family to a neighbor's tall and finished building where most of them are now camping.
We need assistance. There are no food, utensils, tents, and mosquito nets. There are a lot of mosquitoes. We also want drugs as well.
Area Sub-Chief James Subekpitia says at least 9,000 people have been affected by the floods. Pitia says some families have managed to relocate their children and elderly men and women to relatives' homes in the capital, but most residents have remained in Kwarijik. He says others have gathered in local churches and along a highway waiting for aid. Pitia says at least 200 huts and houses have collapsed in the flooding. He blames ongoing construction of a road passing through Kwarijik, connecting Juba to other towns, for exacerbating the flooding.
Since I was born in this area, the floods used not to be like the current one. The cause of the floods in the area is due to the current road construction connecting Juba to Terekeka and Rumbek. The construction companies blocked paths where waters used to pass through, and so this is what has brought us to this situation.
Joel Loro Tombe is a youth leader in Kwarijik.
I personally was born in this area. We never experienced such kind of flooding. One of the effects, it seems like the construction of the road has affected, make there's no pass of the water to go through to the river, then I end up to flood to the area here.
Chief Pitia says the government should reconstruct the Juba Rumbek road to address the recurrent problem of flooding in the area.
If the national government does not want the people in my area here to suffer, there is need for reconstruction of the current road. Because this road, if it is not reconstructed so that the weakness allowing floods in the area is fixed, they want to chase my people out of this area.
426,000 people have been displaced by floods so far this year in South Sudan, according to the UN Office for the Coordinator of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA. Rising waters triggered by seasonal rainfall have flooded farmlands, killed livestock, and destroyed touched huts. Last year, record floods affected some 700,000 people in South Sudan. In a report released last month, UN OCHA warned of limited supplies and a funding shortfall, saying that it had received only 54% of the $1.7 billion needed to pay for programs in the country. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.